From Sundress Media Productions, this is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 host is Mark Skogman. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of, you.
This is information the world needs to know.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank you.
Yeah. Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right, folks.
Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360.
From the sun, white sand beaches, palm trees, surf, and pina coladas in the tropical and beautiful Tampa Bay area, in the state of Florida, on the eastern coast of the Gulf of Mexico.
Got the sun on my shoulders and my toes in the sand.
This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 17th of August, 2015.
You have an incoming transmission.
The revolution will not be televised.
The voice of news information has six.
The purpose of this program is to bring vital news.
Welcome. I'm your Spectrum 360 host, Mark Skogman.
You imbecile! You bloated idiot!
He is the most interesting man in the world.
You're so ugly, you could be a modern art masterpiece.
And greetings to our listeners in Tampa Bay, Florida, and the United States. I'm associate producer and co-host Terry Weeks.
I am sure. Totally.
If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong.
And hello, Florida, and you, little Billy, with the radio station on right now. Stop doing that. I am Chelsea Rebecca, coming to you live from Clearwater, Florida. And Mark is amazing. He's funny tonight. You should see him. You should really see Mark.
Yeah, right.
Bouncing around the studio.
He's literally bouncing around the studio.
There's something squirrely around here.
Could be you, Doc.
Could be. Spectrum 360 is copyright 2015 by Mark Skogman. Copying and sharing the Spectrum 360 podcast for personal use is authorized and encouraged on Spectrum 360 in this edition for Monday, the 17th of August, 2015. The focus of this program is politics and a little music. I will explain. Segment one, live in studio, Spectrum 360 remembrance of the great civil rights activist and state legislator, Julian Bond, who died on Saturday, the 15th of August, 2015, at the age of, I believe it was 76. Is that correct, Terry?
75, actually.
75. Co-host Terry Weeks will lead this segment. And then segment two, live in studio, Spectrum 360 commentary by commentator Chelsea Kingsford on the ongoing problem with the murder of transsexual women.
right here in the Tampa Bay area and nationally. What is up with this? I mean, seriously. And then segment three, recorded the Jim Hightower commentary for this program regarding the ascendancy of plutocracy in the United States. Not meritocracy, plutocracy. Important. Please listen.
Presidential debates are putting the wrong people on stage. I'll tell you who ought to be up there and why today on Hightower Radio.
Then segment four, recorded the song We Must Stand Together by Nickelback. This is the song used in the recent Bernie Sanders rally video compilation from recent Bernie Sanders rallies. This song was a big inspiration to me over the last few days. I will share this entire great song and lyric with you today. Listen closely to the lyric. The words are important. Sounds great, doesn't it? And then segment five, recorded the song Freedom by Richie Havens. The last few days were the 47th anniversary of what many people think was the greatest concert of all time, Woodstock. The Woodstock concert, also known as the Woodstock Arts and Music Festival, sited on Max Yazger's farm in Bethel, New York, was conducted from August 15th through the 18th, 1969. Spectrum 360 will broadcast the famous performance by Richie Havens of the song Freedom, which he jammed live on stage during his performance, and some classic comments from the stage to introduce the song. Go to the Spectrum 360 Facebook website for some other interesting coverage of Woodstock. Interesting.
100 million songs gonna be sung tonight. All of them are going to be singing about the same thing, which I hope everybody who came to hear, really.
Yes, that's Richie Havens from live from the Woodstock stage. Great man. I met him one time, and he had the biggest hands of any man I've ever seen. They were like baseball mitts. I'm serious. And then segment six, recorded the speech by Bernie Sanders to about 3,500 meetings of campaign supporters attended by about 100,000 people that was streamed live on the internet on Wednesday, the 29th of July, 2015, all across the country. Spectrum 360 has the audio of the speech, and tonight we're going to broadcast the speech in its entirety. We did start and broadcast the first few minutes of the speech a few programs ago, and it's been so difficult to get back to. We're just going to play the whole speech tonight to give you the context and give you the entire speech that we started to broadcast on two programs ago. So enjoy. This is a political movement and maybe even a political revolution happening here, folks. Stay informed and get informed.
Join me now in welcoming our candidate for President of the United States, Senator Bernie Sanders.
Whoa, those people were pretty enthusiastic, weren't they? And then next week, Spectrum 360, more about the Robert Groden book, JFK, Absolute Proof, a remembrance of the atomic bombings that ended World War II and the end of World War II itself. And maybe, just maybe, we'll have the opportunity to finish the Janet Long speech on Cuba. Just maybe. It's been bumped a few times. Remember to like Spectrum 360 on Facebook at Spectrum 360 Radio Program, and also remember the Spectrum 360 Podcast. Go to internetradiopros.com, scroll down to the Spectrum 360 link, click on it, choose the program date of your choice, listen to Spectrum 360.
If you'd like Jim Hightower's real populism, check out the Hightower Lowdown. Jim's monthly newsletter gives you the real lowdown on which corporations, by name, are doing what to the middle class, our environment, and our democracy. Each month, the Hightower Lowdown brings you facts you didn't know, along with actions you can take to fight back. It also comes with a sense of humor. Hightower believes we can fight the gods and still have fun. Plus, get this, it's cheap. Only $15 brings you 12 issues a year. For real populism, go to HightowerLowdown.org.
They tell us everything.
just go along. How can we fall asleep at night when something's clearly wrong? When we can feed a starving world with what we throw away, but all we serve are empty words that always taste the same.
And now segment one for this Monday, the 17th of August, 2015 edition of the radio program Spectrum 360. Segment one is hosted by co-host Terry Weeks, and it's about the death of the civil rights activist Julian Bond. Terry?
Yes, civil rights leader and anti-war activist Julian Bond died Saturday, August 15th, after a brief illness. He was 75. Born in Nashville, Tennessee, Bond was an icon of the civil rights movement in the 1960s. He helped to establish the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or SNCC, while he was an undergraduate at Morehouse College. SNCC went on to coordinate sit-ins, voter drives, and freedom rides in the civil rights movement and played leading roles in the 1963 March on Washington, the Mississippi Freedom Summer, and the Mississippi Freedom Democratic Party. After passage of the Voting Rights Act in 1965, Bond was one of 11 African Americans elected to the Georgia House. He was 26. When he arrived at the state capitol, the House refused to seat him because SNCC had issued a statement opposing the war in Vietnam and expressing support for young men who refused induction into the military. Because America denied justice to black people at home, SNCC argued, it was impossible to believe that the war would bring justice to the people of Southeast Asia. Because Bond supported this statement, one Georgia's legislator argued that he could not take a legislator's oath to support the Constitution. A special House committee affirmed Bond's exclusion, as did a three-judge panel of the federal district court, ruling that the Georgia legislature had a rational basis for excluding Bond. The Georgia governor declared Bond's seat vacant. The voters elected him again. The House excluded him again. Bond appealed directly to the United States Supreme Court. Less than a month after hearing oral arguments, which is almost like the day after tomorrow for the Supreme Court, a unanimous court ruled that Bond was entitled to his seat. The unanimous opinion was written by Chief Justice Earl Warren. Bond eventually spent four terms in the Georgia House and six terms in the Georgia Senate. He made a run for Congress, but lost in an epic race to fellow civil rights activist John Lewis in 1986. Bond also became chairman of the NAACP. He helped found and became the first president of the Southern Poverty Law Center, a nonprofit legal group which specializes in civil rights and public interest issues. With Julian's passing, the country has lost one of its most passionate and eloquent voices for the cause of justice, said the center in a statement announcing his death. He advocated not just for African Americans, but for every group, indeed every person subject to oppression and discrimination, because he recognized the common humanity in us all. Indeed, Bond was an outspoken supporter of numerous equal rights initiatives, including LGBTQ rights. He said, African Americans were the only Americans who were enslaved for two centuries, but we were far from the only Americans suffering discrimination then and now. Sexual disposition parallels race. I was born this way. I have no choice. I wouldn't change if I could. Sexuality, too, is unchangeable, he said during a 2005 speech when he accepted Equality Virginia's Equality Commonwealth Award. President Obama called Bond a hero who helped change the country for the better. Bond, Julian Bond, a giant of the civil rights movement, will definitely be missed.
Wow, that's great. Yep. Julian Bond, I always admired him, and he was a great activist and a great legislator, a great person. legendary person, you know, in the civil rights movement in the United States here in the last few decades, and I just revered him. I thought he was just a great, great guy. Chelsea, your thoughts?
Yes. After hearing that article, I definitely want to go to see what he's actually written and add some awesome stuff to my collection, because it's really good to know what the ones that have gone before us have said. That way we can actually be able to go walk properly and proudly in their footsteps.
Very well said. Thank you. Excellent. Thank you to my co-hosts for contributing to that great segment. And I have a musical tribute to Julian Bond, which I think will put some smiles on some people's faces. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty goodness. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty goodness. He's a mighty, mighty good man. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty goodness. Yes, he is. What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty goodness.
It is our duty to fight!
It is our duty to fight!
And now on to segment two, live in studio, the Spectrum 360 commentary by commentator Chelsea Kingsford on the ongoing problem with the murder of transsexual women. Chelsea?
Thank you, Mark. Today, when I was preparing, I wanted to figure out how to actually go back and think, how to rethink this, what's going on. And this actually came to me, to go back to what our country says and what also our founding father says and what have you. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these rights are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. True? Yes?
Yes. Okay. Yes, definitely.
In the Christian Bible, New Testament, it says, love your God with all your mind, all your soul, and all your body, and love your neighbor as yourself. True? Right?
Yes, and this applies to men and women. It applies to both sexes, even though it uses the term men, because that's a generic use of that word.
Not correct. Just both sexes, all sexes.
Yes. Thank you, Terry.
Well, all genders.
In the Torah, it says, thou shalt not kill. Correct? Correct. Now, Mother Jones, an amazing freedom fighter, a suffrage. Like, when I think about her, I just get really excited. Sorry, folks. Freedom fighter, civil rights activist. She did amazing stuff for the women's vote. She was actually known in one time as the most like feared woman in America. She says, pray for the dead and fight like hell for the living.
Yes.
Since the beginning of 2015, 16 women who so happen to be transgender were brutally murdered, their life snuffed out. They were our neighbors. All of them, except for four, have been women of color. All of them are neighbors. Four of them has happened between today and last Monday's show. Because last Monday's show, I was actually going to do a segment. But last Monday's show was so much life happening that I got bumped. And I'm happy I got bumped, because four more people have been murdered. And they were our neighbors.
Well, I'm glad that you were happy with having the segment delayed. It actually probably has improved it, considering what has happened in the last week. So I understand that.
A couple weeks ago, I actually did something in the studio when one of our Tampa neighbors actually was slain. And Mark actually brought to me today, which is really awesome, that her murderer, Keith LeMaine Gilliard is actually in jail.
Yes.
Thank you, Tampa Bay Police Department. And one of the things that we did was we did a strike with the bell, because when you're on the air, dead silence is not good. So I want to bring respect to these four ladies: Elisha Walker from North Carolina, Candace Capri from Arizona, Ashton O'Hara from Michigan, and Amber Moreau from Detroit. Those are our neighbors. Yes, Virginia, 2015 has been a banner year for the LGBT. There's been marriage equality, the right for us to use the right bathroom for those that are transgender and not have to worry about being thrown in jail or sued or fined for it. And the Pentagon is even working on a way for the transgender people to actually go to war and serve the country.
Is that a good thing?
That's going to be another segment.
Oh, boy.
That's literally another segment that I'm working on. But other countries of the world already have that privilege. Dun, dun, dun. Underneath all of the celebrating, 16 trans women who are your neighbors have been murdered.
That's terrible.
And according to this, this has actually been a record. Now, earlier today, I was actually on Facebook, and Time Magazine has finally decided to write an article. So I guess because Time Magazine wrote an article, it has to be a real issue now because I made it to Time Magazine. But
well, if you've been listening to Spectrum 360, Chelsea's been commenting on this situation, keeping people up to date for weeks now, before Time Magazine got around to writing an article about it, correct?
Yes, sir. 16 trans women has been murdered this year. It hurts to know that 16 people's lives are gone. And there could be more, because a lot of times they base it on what actually is on your license. And most states in our country won't put on there yet that if somebody's transgender, like myself, I'm going from male to female, my license actually says male on it right now. In the future, it will actually say female on it, which would be awesome. Only 18 of 50 states has a non-discrimination law that actually protects transgender people. Guess what? Florida's not one of them.
Surprise!
In the 32 out of the 50 states, you can be fired for being transgender at work. Guess what? Florida is one of those.
Well, it's not like you can not be transgender at work and then be transgender outside of work. You have to, like, do both or nothing, right?
Well, actually, when I got hired at the last company I'm working at right now, I had to come out to my boss. I had to come out to my people. And because my company decided to look at it differently, my job is safe. But there's actually other people that I know
that stay close to your mic.
That actually have been fired. And they find all the other excuses that they can give you, but they were fired. And even some places, you can actually be evicted out of your home or your apartment. And there's more. So love thy neighbor. Well, on the American dollar, it says one nation under God. When we're in school, it says in the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God. And in some states, like California, there was actually a man who was a Christian attorney. Who was actually a Christian attorney who actually wanted to write a law to shoot the LGBT.
Unbelievable.
So.
Yes, I remember that.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
When I was an associate pastor, I actually taught this, to love your neighbor. What would Jesus actually do? Well, God says, if you can't love your neighbor, then you can't love God. Because scripture actually says that how can you love the one you can't see when you can't love the one you see?
WWJD.
And we're your neighbor. So if you can't love me, can you really love God? And so how many more of us have to die? How many more of us have to be slain because of hatred and transphobia? Forced to go straight, be bullied. And I actually heard the other day, there's actually a new slang term to pick on me. It's actually called Bruce gendering.
Oh!
Yeah, because picking up Bruce Jenner. I don't know how Caitlin feels about that. I'm not an Olympic athlete. If I was actually fit and trim, I might give it a shot, but mm-mm. And it says, well, we hold these truths. They're truths for anybody here in this country. Life, stop killing us. Liberty, not in my city, not in my country, we hear. Not in my home, not in my church.
That's right.
When I was living at home, I heard it sometimes. And I'll bring this thing to a close. On the Statue of Liberty that actually stands there, for who we should be as a people. It says, give us your tired, your poor, and your huddled masses yearning to breathe. To be honest, I'm tired. I'm tired of thinking that when I walk on the street in some cities, I could be shot for me being transgender, that I could be beat up for being transgender, that brothers and sisters of mine that are transgender could also be murdered. I'm poor, not in spirit. I'm mighty in spirit. But because the way my state is set up, I could be fired for being transgender. And then the last one, I want to breathe. Let us breathe. Let us be happy. Let us be able to have the pursuit of happiness that our forefathers and every man and woman that fought for this country, like my dad said, thank you so much. Let's do something about this. Have a good night.
Chelsea, thank you so much for that commentary. And this is the Jim Hightower commentary for this week's Spectrum 360 program, which is Monday, the 17th of August, 2015, on Plutocracy.
The problem with the GOP presidential debates is that the wrong people are on stage. Sure, Bush, Cruz, Walker, and gang are the candidates, but the driving forces in this election have names like Mercer, Brayman, Hendricks, Fernandez, and Cameron. They're part of a small but powerful coterie of multimillionaire corporate executives and billionaires who fund secretive presidential super PACs that can determine who gets nominated. These elephantine funders play politics like some super-rich heavy betting gamblers play roulette, putting enormous piles of chips on a name in hopes of getting lucky, then cashing in for governmental favors. Thus, Robert Mercer, chief of the Renaissance Technologies hedge fund, has already put more than $11 million into Ted Cruz's super PAC. Norman Brayman, former owner of the Philadelphia Eagles football team, has $5 million down on Mark Rubio. Diane Hendricks, the billionaire owner of a roofing outfit and a staunch anti-worker activist, is betting $5 million on Scott Walker. Mike Fernandez, a billionaire investor in healthcare corporations, has backed Jeb Bush with $3 million. And Ronald Cameron, an Arkansas poultry baron, is into Mike Huckabee for $3 million. These shadowy super PACs amount to exclusive political casinos, with only a handful of million-dollar-plus players dominating each one, including the one behind Hillary Clinton's campaign. These few people are not merely big donors. They are owners with full access to their candidate and an owner's prerogative to shape the candidate's policies and message. This is Jim Hightower saying, these treacherous few are using their bags of cash to pervert American democracy into rank plutocracy. Why not put them on stage and make each one answer pointed questions about what special favors they're trying to buy?
If you like these feisty pops of populism that Hightower zings out on the airwaves, check out the Hightower Lowdown. Jim's monthly newsletter provides the in-depth lowdown on what the greed heads of Wall Street and the boneheads of Washington are doing to us behind the scenes. With Hightower's saucy Texas humor and truth-telling populist perspective, the Lowdown literally can lift you up. And get this, you can have the Lowdown delivered to your mailbox or email each month for only $15 a year. Yes, 12 issues, only 15 bucks. Check it out, HightowerLowdown.org.
I'd like to tell my Spectrum 360 listeners about my friends at Ocean 6. Ocean 6 is a company that provides a variety of high-quality packaged seafood, chicken, pork, and beef products, frozen, and delivered directly to the front door of your residence. It doesn't get any easier than that. The food is great, the service is excellent, and I am a customer of Ocean 6 myself. Lately, I've been enjoying using their seafood products, especially my favorites, the jumbo shrimp and the shrimp scampi. Good. To get yours, you can call the same man who provides Ocean 6 products for my family. His name is Mark, like myself, And you can call them at 727-623-8015. That's 727-623-8015. The Ocean 6 website is ocean6.net. Again, that's ocean6.net. Get it? .net. Like the net where that wonderful Ocean 6 seafood comes from. Call or click today and get yours.
And now the Nickelback song, When We Stand Together. I've gotten a lot of inspiration from this song over the last couple of days, and I wanted to share it with you tonight. Listen to the lyric. It's a very socially conscious lyric and very important. Listen to the words as well as the music.
Just wish and hope for something to come true. You have to make it happen.
And here's Richie Havens at Woodstock.
100 million songs gonna be sung tonight. All of them are gonna be singing about the same thing, which I hope everybody who came to hear, really. And it's all about you, actually. And me and everybody around the stage and everybody that hasn't gotten here. And the people who are going to read about you tomorrow. Yes. And how really groovy you were. All over the world. If you can dig where that's at, that's really where it's really at. We'll be right back.
guitar mic, please. Guitar mic. Freedom, 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 freedom. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long way from my home, yeah, yeah.
And that's Richie Havens at Woodstock. That was somewhere between August 15th and August 18th, 1969, in Bethel, New York, the Woodstock concert. Now to our final segment, and that is the Bernie Sanders speech from Wednesday, the 29th of July, 2015. And I want to just briefly play a comment. This is a segment from CNN. It was hosted by Don Lemon, and it included Dr. Cornel West and someone who is an opponent to his views, and they were talking about presidential candidates. It's about 45 seconds from CNN, and this is what Cornel West has to say about Bernie Sanders.
May I go?
Yeah, go ahead.
May I answer it this way, please?
Yeah, quickly. I've got 10
net
seconds.
Net worth has cratered under this president.
Black That's not an answer. Who is the best person?
That's not an answer.
Black incomes.
The people who are running, Brother Larry.
Yeah.
Who's anybody that would allow vouchers
You're not answering.
So
Go ahead,
that inner city parents can take their kids out of bad, underperforming government schools?
In the race right now, Brother Bernie Sanders talking about Wall Street
that
domination, trying to
answer.
Get investment in working people and poor people
okay,
is
I'll answer.
The best candidate. There's no
I'll
doubt
answer.
About that. We just
Go
have
ahead.
To keep pressure on.
Anyone other than Hillary or Bernie or O'Malley would be better for black people because all
Thank
the Republicans would allow
much.
Inner city parents to have vouchers.
I appreciate it. I've got to go.
Okay, commentators, Terry and Chelsea, what do you think of that?
Tell it, Brother West. I love it.
That was amazing. I think more things like that need to be done. Answer the question. Get off stage. Wow. I have something I would like to share real fast that Terry just showed me.
Okay, very quickly, please.
As we were talking tonight, another trans woman was just murdered.
What?
Yep.
While we've been broadcasting the program.
On the air. She was ran over multiple times by a car to make sure that she was dead.
This has got to stop.
And
we believe these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal. What is wrong with people in this country? Unbelievable. I'm sorry. That just really upsets me. Unbelievable.
I mean, it's like when you were playing the song Freedom, sometimes us trans people do feel like we're a motherless child. This is supposed to be our mother country.
Oh, man.
And stop.
Another one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry just showed me. Like, we were listening, and she put it up on her awesome phone, and like, another one?
Another one.
While we're on the air tonight.
Okay. Well, thank you for that update. And this is the Bernie Sanders speech in its entirety, or as close as we can get to it, from Wednesday, the 29th of July, 2015, to over 3,500 different Bernie Sanders events happening simultaneously that were hosted. They were hosting about 100,000 people, and this is why Bernie Sanders is running for president.
Join me now in welcoming our candidate for President of the United States, Senator Bernie Sanders.
Thank you very much, Kemi. Thank you for that great introduction. The only problem with that introduction is in 2 minutes you gave my entire speech. Thank you. Let me begin, as Kemi said, by thanking the 100,000+ people in 3,500 locations all over America for coming out tonight. We think we're making history. We think that there has never been an organizing effort like this, this early in the campaign. So let me thank each and every participant for being part of the political revolution and for making history. I am often asked by the media. Media says, well, how come there is so much excitement in your campaign? Why is there so much enthusiasm? Why have so many people come out to your rallies? We've had great rallies all across the country. Why have we received over 300,000 individual contributions? And you know what the average contribution was? Not $1 million, not $500,000, $35. And people are asking me, how does it happen that all of these support groups are popping up all across the country? We read about them in the papers. We don't organize them. People all over the country are coming together, and that is just extraordinarily exciting and gratifying. And the answer I give when people ask me why all of this is happening is pretty simple. And that is, as Kemi said, enough is enough. The American people in our great country believe that our government should belong to all of us and not, as is currently the case, a handful of billionaires. Enough is enough. The American people are saying loudly and clearly, we cannot continue to have the most unequal distribution of wealth and income of any major country on earth. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to understand that there's something immoral when the top 0.1% owns almost as much wealth as the bottom 90%, when almost all of the new income being created in America is going to the top 1 or 2%. The American people understand also that it is simply not right that major corporation after major corporation, many of whom are making billions in profits, pay zero, nothing, or very, very little in taxes because they stash their profits in the Cayman Islands. They take advantage of all of the tax haven loopholes that they have. The American people are saying enough is enough. We have got to reverse the decline of the middle class over the last 40 years. And people are asking, how does it happen that with all of the new technology out there, all of the increase in productivity that workers are producing, how does it happen that millions of people are working longer hours for lower wages? In my state of Vermont and all across this country, people are working two jobs, they're working three jobs, just to cobble together necessary income and health care to sustain their families. How does that happen? Why does it happen? Why are people working longer hours for lower wages? Enough is enough. We cannot continue to maintain a minimum wage in this country of $7.25 an hour. That is a starvation wage. And we need to move the minimum wage to a living wage of $15 an hour over the next few weeks. It is not a radical idea. It is not a radical idea to say that if somebody works 40 hours a week, that person should not be living in poverty. That family should not have to be going to an emergency food shelf in order to get food to sustain the family. Enough is enough. Real unemployment in America is not 5.3%. It is 10.5%. And the real tragedy, one of the great tragedies that we are experiencing, which we do not talk about at all, is youth unemployment. Recent study came out, and this is what the study said. For kids between the age of 17 to 20 who have graduated high school, if they are white, their unemployment rate is 33%. If they are Hispanic, 36%. If they are African American, 51%. In other words, we are turning our backs on our entire generation of young people. And if anyone thinks it is a coincidence that we end up having more people in jail than any other country on earth, you would be mistaken. And it seems to me that instead of having 5.5 million young people throughout this country with no jobs, no schooling, that maybe it makes a lot more sense for us to be investing in jobs and education rather than jails and incarceration.
Yeah.
Enough is enough. This is the wealthiest country in the history of the world. Why is it that hundreds of thousands of bright and able and qualified young people are unable to go to college? And the answer is simple. Their families don't have a lot of money. Well, that is absurd. What we have got to do as a nation is make sure that higher education is available to all people, regardless of their income, who want to get a higher education. And that is why I've introduced legislation that does two primary things. Number one, it says that in America, every public college and university will be tuition free. And the significance of that is not only that it will save young people money and families, but more importantly, it will tell kids in the fourth grade and in the sixth grade that if their parents never went to college, my parents never went to college, if nobody in their neighborhood went to college, that they will be able to get a higher education if they do their schoolwork seriously. There will be no impediment because everybody will have that opportunity regardless of income. So this can revolutionize education in America, making sure that every low-income kid, every working-class kid who does his work or her work seriously in school will be able to get a higher education. And the second part of that legislation deals with another issue of huge consequence. And that is, today, we have millions of young people and people who are not so young who are struggling with outrageously high student debt. And they are carrying this debt for decades in some cases. In fact, I talked to a woman a while back. She is paying off her debt. She's paying off her daughter's debt. That's really not all that uncommon. All right, so what do we have to do? What we have to do is say that it's a little bit crazy that somebody who has a student debt is paying 8, 9, 10% of interest rates when they can refinance their home today for 2 or 3 or 4%. So we have got to allow people who have that student debt to refinance at significantly lower interest rates. Second part of that is the United States government should not be profiteering off of the high interest rates on student debt that working families have. So we got to end profiteering on the part of the government. We do those two things, we substantially lower student debt interest rates in this country. Enough is enough. All of us are tired, sick and tired of seeing institutional racism at work, of seeing women being pulled out of cars, thrown to the ground, handcuffed, as in the case of Sandra Bland, jailed and found dead 3 days later. And what was the crime that she committed? She forgot to signal that she was making a right turn. People should not die because they didn't put a signal on making a right turn. And we're seeing this all over this country. We need significant criminal justice reform. We need to deal with a whole lot of issues. But the bottom line is we cannot and should not lead the world in the number of people who are in jail. We should lead the world in having the best educated population in the world. Enough is enough in terms of the denigration which is now going on in terms of our political process. The Citizens United Supreme Court decision was the worst, one of the worst decisions in the history of our country. And what that decision said to the wealthiest people in America, today you own much of our economy, now you have the opportunity to buy the United States government, and that is what they are doing. So when you have a situation where one family, the Koch brothers, is spending more money, close to $1 billion in this election cycle, to elect candidates who make the rich richer and everybody else poorer, when you have a situation like that, that is not called democracy. That is called oligarchy. And we have got to do everything in our power to turn that around. So not only do we need to overturn Citizens United, but we also need to move to public funding of elections. I believe from the bottom of my heart in a vibrant democracy. That means, you know, people have different points of view and we respect people's different points of view. But if any of the people in this room, we have 30 or 40 people, many of them young people, and we have 100,000 people all over this country, if you want to run for office, I want you to be able to run for office without having to beg wealthy people for campaign contributions. That's not what democracy is. There is another issue out there that is so enormous, and it touches all of us as adults, and those of us who are parents, and that is the moral responsibility we have to leave this planet in a habitable way for our children and our grandchildren. The scientific community has spoken in an almost unanimous voice. Climate change is real. Climate change is caused by human activity. Climate change is already causing devastating problems in America and around the world. And our job as Americans is to lead the world in transforming our energy system away from fossil fuel into energy efficiency and into such sustainable energies as wind, solar, geothermal, and other sustainable energies. And when we do that, by the way, we can create a whole lot of jobs. And we can also create a whole lot of jobs by rebuilding our crumbling infrastructure. Now, the other issue that I want to touch on right now is that enough is enough in terms of how we deal with undocumented people in this country. And in my view, no ifs, buts, or maybes. We have 11 million undocumented people. People are living in the shadows. I just met a woman the other day in Louisiana, scared to death, young lady, that she or people in her family will be deported. I was in Immokalee, Florida, a number of years ago, talking and working with undocumented workers who are being exploited in the most ruthless way imaginable. Enough is enough. We need comprehensive immigration reform. We need a path toward citizenship for the undocumented people in this country. And when we talk about enough is enough, we should recognize that compared to many other countries, how we treat working families and the middle class is far, far behind where other countries are. We are the only major nation on earth that does not guarantee health care to all people as a right. Affordable Care Act made some progress. We still have 35 million people who have no health insurance and more who are underinsured. And that is why I will fight as President of the United States for a Medicare for All single payer program guaranteeing health care. And we also have to join the rest of the industrialized world in making sure that our people can enjoy family and medical leave 3 months. When you have a baby, you can take time off, get to know your baby, not be forced to go back to work. No, it happens all the time in this country. People should be guaranteed paid sick time, and people should be guaranteed paid vacation time, because there are jobs being offered in this country that provide zero vacation time. That's wrong. So those are just a few of the ideas that are out there. But here is the most important idea and the most important point that I want to make. And that is that no president, not Bernie Sanders or anybody else, can do it all. The powers that be, that is corporate America, Wall Street, the insurance companies, the drug companies, the military industrial complex, These guys are enormously powerful. And the only way that we can defeat them, the only way we can transform...
You've been listening to a speech by Bernie Sanders on Wednesday, the 29th of July, 2015, to over 100,000 people online at 3,500 Bernie Sanders events. If there is a candidate who has a better platform than that, I would like to know about it. And if you know of a candidate that does, email me information about the candidate and their platform at s360@spectrum360media.com. That's s360@spectrum360media.com. Because if there's anybody better than Bernie Sanders, I want to know about them. Terry and Chelsea, your final comments for this program?
Bernie was about to say there, one man can't change American politics. It takes a movement. It takes everybody. So get active. Get involved.
Please, love your neighbor. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love is an action word. Thank you so much. Good night.
And stop killing transgender people.
Please.
Unbelievable. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights. Included in these is the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Listen to Spectrum 360 next week.
Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360 Radio Program and click on the program link. Or go to www.tantalk1340.com, click on podcasts, and click on Spectrum 360. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program.
That's all, folks.